Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, before I go. Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cass Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Coming up next, the April 26th edition of the Michael Van Tool Show, followed by community highlights with missionary Hattie Humphrey.
Forever and ever, thine is the kingdom. He reigns, he lives forever. His power, his glory, forever and ever. I will love the Lord forever and ever, for thine is the kingdom. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom forever. Good morning, everybody. This is the Michael Van Tool Show. Thanks for waking up with us today. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit's spiritual ambassador, missionary Hattie Humphrey. I'm here with the Sunday morning team. And of course, you can hear us every Sunday from 9 to 10 right here on blogtalkradio.com. And you can tune in just by listening. If you call 563-999-3557. All right, co-host Latoya Sanders. Good morning, Latoya. How are you? Beautiful Sunday.
Good morning, Michael, and good morning, Detroit. I'm doing wonderful this morning. So good to be here.
Yes, and let's see if the rest of the Sunday morning team is here. It is Sunday morning. Henrietta Ivy, good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Latoya. Good morning, Detroit.
Great. It's so good to hear everybody's voice. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, Lifestyle Editor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Morning Show team. Good morning, Detroit.
And, you know, we've got an exciting show this morning. We're expecting some callers to call in. Of course, missionary Hattie Humphrey's coming up in about 30 minutes, and we're looking forward to that. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the Law Office of Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Why do they call him that? Because he'll fight for you. And he's a personal injury specialist, and you can reach him at 2567-9990. And Relani's Boutique for the fashionistas, when it's time to reopen, that's going to be your urban stop for chic, sophisticated women of fashion. And Relani's Boutique is located on 10 Mile, just west of Lhasa. All right. The news this morning is brought to you by Optimal IT Solutions. If your laptop or your desktop computer have crashed, or does your computer have a virus, fix it for less. Call Optimal IT Solutions at 248-796-2429. That's 248-796-2429. And the Time and Conference and Banquet Center. You know, now is the time. Things are opening back up. It's time to start planning for some future events. Yes, things are going to be different. But, Latoya, the Time and Conference and Banquet Center is a place that has it all.
Yes, they are, Michael. They are located on the Detroit-Dearborn border. They have a commercial kitchen, an in-house catering place. They have a recording studio. They even have a 225-seat sanctuary. There are offices, conference rooms, equipment to rent. And, Michael, they even help people design and coordinate invitations for their events. So if you are interested in the Tyrant Conference and Banquet Center, please dial 313-588-0432. Again, that number is 313-588-0432. They are located at 8031 Tyrant on the Detroit-Dearborn border. Tyrant Conference and Banquet Center.
Yep, and they've got a secure parking lot, fenced-in lot. They've got a recording studio in there. You can. They've got music equipment for you to rent, and they have all the support services too. So that's the Tyrant Conference and Banquet Center. They call it TCBC, and that number is 313-588-0432. All right.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got the latest news and weather for you. We'll be right back after these messages.
Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, invites you to see her at her new location at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales on Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Need a new ride but have the bad credit blues? Regina will get you financed. Newcomb's has 50 years of happy drivers and a large selection of vehicles below market value. We offer a 3-month, 4,500-mile limited warranty, plus free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Stop by and see Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales, Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 miles just west of Losser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Close Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile just west of Losser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is going to be all right.
5 minutes for community highlights and the Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. And the Sunday morning team is here with me, Latoya, Henrietta, and Kimberly. In the news this morning, President Trump is weighing on whether to continue the daily White House coronavirus briefings or not. Lately, he has come under fire for taking over the briefings from Vice President Mike Pence, who is the task force chairperson. He's been answering questions directed to his health professionals or politicizing the press briefing. And attacking the press. He claims the press is asking unfair questions. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has extended the stay-at-home order until May 15th, but has relaxed some orders, allowing golf courses, landscapers, and boat marinas to operate under certain conditions. Other states like Georgia have been more aggressive, but more controversial in their reopening plans. The recovery rate in Michigan has improved. 8,342 people have recovered, although the number of confirmed cases have risen to 37,203, and the death count is at 3,274. All right, now time for Latoya and the good news.
Yes, Michael, I have a really good feel-good story here. A woman creates a neighborhood giving tree with her free homemade face mask. Rather than giving away free apples like the book Shel Silverstein wrote, the Giving Tree in Iowa is offering free handmade face masks to people. The 55-year-old lady first began making the cloth masks for healthcare workers after their local hospital began experiencing shortages amidst the novel coronavirus outbreak. Initially, Ms. Siggins only wanted to donate 100 of her masks to medical workers. But then her family and friends started requesting masks of their own. And since then, she has made over 400 masks, all of which she has paid for out of her own pocket as a doctor's office employee. But then she began to realize that she could not hand the mask directly to the neighbors without violating social distancing guidelines. So she decided to hang them on a local tree so passerbys could stop by and take a mask at their leisure. And it's really been exciting for her, and people are driving up to the tree, picking a mask, and grabbing them and leaving. It's really been a hit, Michael. She's a giver, not a taker, and she feels really good about what she's doing for her community. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. Where did you say that was?
This is in Iowa.
Iowa. Okay. Great.
Yes.
No, that's great, because as we're seeing now, the masks are becoming more and more important, and it's something I guess we should have done from the very beginning. But that's
yes,
a great news story.
And I also have a part two. I wanted to give you all a few pointers, positive pointers about the coronavirus. The first positive bit of news that I have is the fact that China has closed their coronavirus hospital. You know, they had created a hospital just for people who were afflicted with the coronavirus, but they have now closed that hospital. So that's definitely positive news for us. They are also working on a vaccine for the coronavirus. That's positive. And also, they're also working on an antibody for the coronavirus. And here's another funny part, Michael. The Apple store, all Apple stores in China are now reopened. They were closed because of the corona. So this is all positive information and positive news for us, because it all started and originated there. So now that they have everything under control, or they're getting things under control, that gives hope for us here in the United States.
Yes, and that's why I wanted to include the recovery rate, too, because there are a lot of people that are recovering. Thank God for that. Okay, what's the weather like out there for those who are on their way to work this morning?
Okay, church closed weather forecast is today. Hot, today's high will reach 57 degrees with scattered showers. Tomorrow will reach 60 degrees, partly sunny. On Tuesday, we'll have a high of 60 degrees, partly cloudy. And on Wednesday, we'll have scattered showers with a high of 57 degrees.
Great. All right, guys, you can jump in anytime. I just wanted to make some comments during the praise report session now. But, you know, what I wanted to do is do something that a lot of those programs, I think Governor Cuomo in New York does it. Sometimes he highlights some of the victims. I don't have a list with me here because, you know, but I can tell you this. I am working with a company right now, and they asked me to help them put together some sort of memorial for those who have been victims of this and died from the coronavirus outbreak, this pandemic. So there's more that can be done, but we do have to take a moment to think about those who have lost their lives during this pandemic, something that they don't do at the 5 o'clock White House press conferences. Because there are, I think we all know many people, friends and relatives that have passed from this horrible disease. And it's difficult because you can't go to see people. Right now, you can't visit them in the hospital. You can't you can't grieve properly. You can't go to a memorial or a funeral, you know, because of the distancing and things like that, and trying not to catch it yourself. But it's very difficult to pay our respects time. And, you know, there are a lot of people, a lot of great people, a lot of family members that we are losing, a lot of religious leaders, older members from nursing homes, younger people in grocery stores, and we got to remember those. But do you know, guys, that there are people in other countries that are suffering? They have less medical equipment than we do. They have less doctors and nurses. They don't have the resources like us. They don't have the hospital rooms, and they're dealing with what we're dealing with. We have more resources here, but there are countries where they cannot social distance because they live in crowded cities. The poor are crowded together in neighborhoods in different countries around the world. There's also a lack of information. And we don't really hear too much about some of the other countries. But you know what I noticed, too, over the past couple of months is that this disease tries to attack you in two ways, not just your physical health, and it looks for your weakest link, you know, for pre-existing conditions, even though it can hit somebody that's very healthy. Mm-hmm. Hits you in your physical health, but it also hits you mentally. There's some cases where it appears as though once somebody might have thought they had it, but when they got it confirmed, it was demoralizing to them, and they got depressed. And it looks like this disease affects you in your mental health too. And because once it's like some people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think there's a third part to that too,
once
Michael.
Once they get the information, it makes it even worse.
Yeah. And it also hits them financially. I mean, this virus has hit over millions of people all over the world, and as far as financially, there's so many people, which is just in our own state of Michigan. and the millions who have lost their jobs, their income, struggling and fighting, trying to get these resources due to this coronavirus outbreak. So, you know, that part there is another, you know, adding to just the mental stress. It's the financial stress that this virus has caused because people are still waiting. People are still waiting to get that relief, and they have not gotten it yet, you know. So, yeah, it has been something to deal with, actually, you know, at this time for people, you know, every day getting up trying to figure out how you're going to pay your rent, buy food.
Mm-hmm.
Just do the your normal necessities are being attacked under this pandemic due to this coronavirus.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Michael. I was going to say, and in addition to that, we should think about it. The coronavirus or COVID-19 has such a scary persona where we hear about people who develop these debilitating symptoms in pneumonia and die, and you die alone. And so when someone is told that, you have to think about when cancer was first discovered and people heard the C word and they were like, oh, my goodness, it's the big C word. What's the treatment? The treatment is scary. The disease is scary. I don't know. It's the unknown. So you're walking into the unknown still because we don't have a vaccine. We have treatments that aren't necessarily proven. For some people, they may work. For others, they may not. There have been studies that have come out that have shown that the drugs that they're currently giving people will affect your heart if you have certain factors like high blood pressure or heart disease. So even if they come up with a treatment, they still have to come up with a treatment that can work with your underlying health issues if that is indeed the case for you. So it is a scary disease. Financially, it is an incredible burden that people have to take on. But also remember when this first broke, hospitals were a place of confusion. And I don't mean that to say that hospitals were disorganized. The sheer number of people that were coming into hospitals that were sick, where you had families coming in and people were trying to figure out who was around who and where had this person traveled, had they flown on a plane, had they just shown up at a grocery store, or had they shown up at a restaurant or a birthday party, as the case was down here in Wayne County, trying to track that. A lot of that is daunting and overwhelming. And so when a person, I'm sure, is given that diagnosis, so many things go through your mind. And probably the first thing that goes through your mind is, what did I do to deserve this? And, you know, at that point, you have a couple of different options. You can try and be positive and try and fight it, or you can lean on God and pray and ask for help that way, or you can just give into the fear. And I think a lot of people gave into fear, not saying that that's what killed them, but they give into fear because it's a natural response. We give into fear and we don't know what to do. And so the whole idea of being alone becomes even more terrifying because you don't even have someone that you can hug or talk to because you're alone.
Right.
So I think that makes the virus that much scarier and much more horrifying for people that when they do get the diagnosis, because they know, oh my goodness, I'm going to be alone.
Right. That is so true. And on that financial note, I would advise everybody who is in a position to go ahead and apply for underemployment with the state of Michigan, apply for unemployment, apply, and these are all separate. One of them is the regular unemployment. Then there's underemployment to make up for the time that they cut you, you know, the hours they cut. You can get that. Then also there's another one called the unemployment. Assistance.
Yeah, the PUA.
Yes. So there are a number. Then, if you have a business, of course, you can apply for the payroll protection plan. And then there's another $10,000 immediate grant you can apply for, too. So I would suggest do everything you can to help to make up that money that that we're losing right now.
Yeah.
Because the economic fallout, you know, there's a mental health fallout that we talked about. And we are going to have a program. Actually, next Sunday's program is dedicated to that. And I know, Kimberly, you're going to have some input on that because you wrote a book on depression yourself. And we're going to also have financial professionals also on next Sunday's program, too. So all of this is part of it. But I think what we really want to do is make sure that, you know that there's some support for what you're going through, whether it's mental health support, whether it's financial support, and take advantage of these resources now.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're coming up towards. Is this my sense? Getting ready to say something? I know we're coming up close to the end of the half hour. Missionary Humphrey's coming up shortly. And this is something that I know, Henrietta, you it's near and dear to you. I just wanted to remind people about to do their census so that they can because this is very important. It just takes about 10 minutes to fill out. You can do it by phone, by mail, and you can do it for the first time online so that you can complete your census form on your computer, your tablet, your smartphone by visiting my2020census.gov. That's my2020census.gov. You can also respond by calling a toll-free number, 844-330-2020. 844-330-2020. So it's very important because this is, I know we've got this pandemic going on, but it's never been more important to protect the health and safety of all Michiganders during the continuing coronavirus pandemic. And one of those ways, citizens here in Michigan. And I know you yourself, Henrietta, just formed a new voting group too. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I have. It's very important that piggyback for citizens in the state of Michigan and the city of Detroit, particularly in the city of Detroit, to get those censors filled out. I have a couple of friends who are censor. They work with the census, and they are they're on their page weekly or daily, asking everyone to make sure that they fill out those 2020 censor forms. It's very important because if you don't, we lose money, and our neighborhoods continue to go down when we don't fill out our census. So that I wanted to put that out there. And yes, I am the new founder of DOOVE, which is Detroit Outreach on Voting and Education and Engagement. I am very proud of that. That comes off of the back of a formerly known department of DOOVE, which is still DOOVE, but it's with a double O this time. And I created this platform and this organization to teach the community the importance of voting. Like, there is so many levels to voting other than getting up and filling out your ballot and submitting it into a machine. As we can see, why it's important to vote. Look at our leadership right now. This is a direct cause. One of the direct causes. From 2016, when 13,000 people did not get out and vote. Although Hillary had the most favorable vote, she did not win because that 13,000 would have pushed her into that electoral vote. And because of that, this is why we have had the last 4 years of our lives interrupted and destroyed, because we have someone in there that most people thought, because he was a celebrity, he can bring back to the stage of the United States. So we have to understand that census and voting and understanding who we're voting for and learning the process of the vote, and most importantly, learning that voting is your power. It gets you what you need, period. So I'm happy to have that on board. And it also joined up. I'm a new board member with Impart Alliance, which is an organization geared toward helping home care workers, caregivers, and anybody who's in that field of work. So I'm a new board member with that too, and you're going to see a lot of stuff upcoming with me collaborating with them with Black Women in Home Care. There's so much stuff going on, but I just want to tell you about it. So yes, get out there, make sure you are voting. Get that census in, and we are on the rise of bringing some new and innovative things to the citizens of Detroit when it comes down to that vote. So stay tuned for that.
Great. All right. Missionary Humphrey is waiting on the line now. We're going to take a station break when we come back. It's going to be Missionary Hattie Humphrey and Community Highlights right after this message. Thank you, guys.
Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, invites you to see her at her new location at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales on Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Need a new ride but have the bad credit blues? Regina will get you financed. Newcomb's has 50 years of happy drivers and a large selection of vehicles below market value. We offer a 3-month, 4,500-mile limited warranty, plus free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Stop by and see Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales, Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 miles just west of Losser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Close Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile just west of Losser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be alright. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.
Good morning. This is Community Highlights, an inspirational community affairs program with Detroit spiritual ambassador, missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Tool. Community Highlights. Mix is brought to you in part by the law office of Pascal Walker and lead attorney Cliff Pascal. They can be reached at 248-353-7750. Franklin Wright Settlement helps the child, preserve the family, strengthen the community. You can make a deductible contribution today at 313-579-1000. And American Standard Roofing, we've got you covered. Call Gail and let her know that you heard it on Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey, 248-350-2323. That's American Standard Roofing, 248-350-2323. And now, a lady who is a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from Arkansas, Missouri, she's a spiritual advisor to elected officials and a resource to candidates running for public office. Her annual birthday turned into one of the most important political dinners in Metro Detroit. She's an icon to the masses, but to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in a time of need. She's Detroit's spiritual ambassador and missionary, Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary Humphrey.
Good morning, Michael, to all of the staff and to the people everywhere. I want you to let you know to the world, this is the greatest day that we have because God has let us live and be alive. And I want to say to all of my listening today, grace is more than just grace. Our worst days may be ahead of us, but we must trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He wants to get the world's attention. He got it. We must learn to obey him and trust in him. There is nothing too hard for God. Grace, I believe in this. Grace is the power of the Holy Spirit, and it dwells with us all the time. Michael, it's so good to hear your voice and all of my staff members. We send to all of them, and I also want to say to all the hospital people that wait on the nurses and the doctors and those that bring in the groceries across the country to feed us. My prayers are with all of them that the Lord would give them strength to continue to bless us. The United States is America, and we love it, but this happened across the country. God is still on the throne. God is still blessing us. But I want us to have a little more faith in him, and he will see you through. Maca, are you
there?
Yes,
it's good to hear you, and our team is here. LaToya is on the line. Say hello to LaToya.
Hey, LaToya, how are you, my dear?
Good morning, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning. It's so good to hear your voice this morning.
It's so good to hear you, too. And to all my other staff members, are you there?
And then Henrietta is here. Say hello to Henrietta.
Hello, Henrietta. How are you? Are you okay? Are you still saved and sanctified, honey?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Missionary Humphrey. It is good to have you with us this morning. It is good to hear your voice. And, yeah, I am still saved and sanctified. I am pushing forward to be even stronger in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God bless you, baby. God bless you.
You sound great. And then, of course, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. And, of course, Kimberly Batchelor Davis is a board member with us at Franklin Wright Settlements. Say hello to Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
Hello, Kimberly. God bless you and your family. God bless all of my children. I am so proud of you because it is you all that keeping me going strong. And that my birthday was in March, I'm 92, and I feel stronger than ever. But it's people like you that I don't have any children, but you're my children. God bless you. And I want to say what we got everybody. Ohio is listening, and also St. Louis, all of my kids up there. God bless everybody. It's you that keeping me alive, and I love you.
And we really appreciate those who have logged in online, because some people are listening on the line, on the internet, on blogtalkradio.com. And then there are also another set of people who are listening on the phone when you just dial in at 563-999-3557. So, Missionary, we've got a couple of people that we're going to talk to this morning. And let's see if we've got Bishop Laster on the line here. Good morning, Bishop Laster from Greater Pentecostal. Thank you so much for calling in on the program this morning. Let me see if we can reach him here. Not yet. Okay. All right. Okay, well, let's go to, I'm going to try to get Bishop Sharp in, too, and we're waiting for Bishop Sharp to call in, too. While we're waiting to hook that up, because we see that Bishop Laster is trying to call in, we just need to find out what number. Franklin Wright Settlement is a strong force in helping the community help itself for more than 139 years. It's a cornerstone of strength in supporting individuals, families, and groups on the east side of Detroit throughout the Tri-County area. Right now, you have a step of self-help for the continuous improvement. Donate in these programs. Bishop Laster. Good morning, Bishop Laster. Thank you so much. Missionary Humphrey and I are on the line with you. Good morning, Bishop.
Good morning, Brother Mike. Can you hear me now?
Good morning.
Good morning to my friends, Kimberly Davis, Latoya, Henrietta, Brother Mike Matu, and to Miss Detroit, Hattie B. Humphrey.
Good morning, baby.
Yeah, we miss you guys. Amen. We're separate, but we're still together. Amen. We're still together. We're shut in, but not shut out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And God is so good to his children and to even the world today. You talked about his grace and the power of the Spirit. Amen. Unmerited favor. We don't deserve his favor. But I'm just saying to everybody, there's no big eyes or little ears. We're a whole level ground with this situation. Amen. And so we're all in the face of God. I believe most of us are in the face of God, seeking God and asking God to lift this pandemic or this pestilence that we're dealing with. And we know that he is able. But in the world you shall have tribulations, as the scripture has said, and the writer said, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Amen. God is going to give us power to overcome. This too will pass.
Yeah.
And I pray that when this passes, that the world will not go back as business as usual, that we'll allow God to be the center and the head of our life, and that we'll acknowledge him. We're praying for our leaders, for those in the front line, amen, all of those nurses and doctors. But we're praying for our president, that God will lead him, that we'll have a quiet and peaceful life. Amen.
All right, Bishop.
You know, I got a question, missionary. Bishop, you're not able to have normal services. You are also going high-tech and going online. Tell us about how you are conducting your Sunday services now.
And, Brother Mike, listen, I told the people I think I'm working more from my home than I was actually at the building because just putting out fire, praying for the different ones. And as you know, we're over not all of the Greater Pentecostal Temple, but many churches throughout the United States and also Africa. And so we're praying and communicating with our pastors once a week. And 6 days a week, we're on the prayer line from 8. We usually do that about 15 minutes. And then we're preparing a word as we go on the Facebook. You can get us on Facebook or Instagram. Just go to Bishop Charles Laster, or you can go to Charles Laster II, or you can go to Wilma Laster, or even the Greater Pentecostal Temple. We will be on today. Our youth is in charge. It'd be better to go to Charles Laster or Greater Pentecostal Temple or Wilma Laster. And we're just trying to get the word out. And let me tell you something. One thing that the Lord was speaking to me this morning, it ain't even about denominations. You know, a lot of times we've grown up to have our own little sect and prejudice and my religion, right? Let me tell you, let every man be a liar, but let God's word be true. Amen. It's not about denomination. It's about having a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and being in his face and knowing him in the pardon of our sin. A lot of us are going to be surprised when we get to at the end and when we get to heaven. And we're going to see people that we didn't know.
You know, you're right about that. We're gonna be surprised about a lot of things, won't we?
We will be. Yeah. But I'm saying, I'm just so elated over missionary. We stay in communication at least once a week, and God has certainly blessed this woman of God. She is a true missionary and ambassador. This is why God chose me. She is Miss Detroit in my book. I coined that, and can't nobody do anything about it.
That's right. You got what you earned that one. You got it, Bishop.
Let me say
right now.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Bishop Lester. Oh, you had one more thing you wanted to say?
Yes. I wanted to say, I almost lost my thought, but I thank the Lord. I did lose my thought, but it's good. I just wanted to say that we all need each other. Amen. Let's pray for each other. Amen. That's it.
Amen.
Bottom line. We this is going to show how much love we have. Oh, I wanted to say there was back in the day we did a Jesus of the Rock to fill a crack in the city, and it was ecumenical. Every denomination that we could think of, we held hands from Altar Road down to Hart Plaza praying for the drug problem. And God brought that down that year, and a few years later it went back up. But we prayed, we got all the pastors that would join us that didn't mind praying with a Pentecostal church. With Pentecostal doesn't mean a denomination, a holiness church. That's what we are. Amen.
Okay.
Apostolic. Bless you.
All right.
Great. All right. Thank you, Bishop. Have a great
right.
Sunday.
Okay. Thank you. All of you.
God bless. All right. Missionary Bishop Sharp is on the line. We're going to let me just say
bring
this before. I know that. Yep, we're just trying to connect him now. But I just wanted to say that we know that there is a problem with the microphones. We're working on it, and we hope that we are making some improvement on it. But the microphones, we're just trying to work that out right now. All right,
okay.
Bishop Sharp is on the line from Bishop Sharp, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, good morning, Bishop Sharp from St. John the Great. How are you, sir?
I'm well. We're on the radio?
Yeah.
You are. Yes, you are.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And the word is that the storm is passing over.
Yes.
Storm is passing over. We thank God for your broadcast that encourages each and every one of us every Sunday morning, especially during a time like this in this calamity and our situation that we're in, just to turn on and to hear your voice, Michael Toole, and to hear
thank you,
our spiritual mother, Mother Humphrey, who's a blessing. Listen, either she check on me a couple times a week or I check on her, she's such a blessing. Listen, I thank God for covering her. When we think about her age, individuals who have gotten sick, the fact that she's over 90 years old and God has covered her, she's in great shape. She don't have a cough. She don't have a fever. She has none of the symptoms. She has been covered by the blood of the Lamb, and we thank God for that.
Yes, Bishop. And so how have your services been affected now? And what are you doing to still get the preaching word out?
Well, we do live streams. We do it every Sunday at 10:05. It's approximately, I'm here now preparing, it's approximately maybe six of us. You know, a couple of people who are singing and one musician, one camera person, and myself. And so what we do, we go live on Facebook Live at St. John the Great Cathedral, and we also, it's live on our website at www.stjohnthegreat.com. And so it's been great. It's been great. People who haven't been to church have been watching and looking, and we've been praying with them and for them. And so go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We just having some feedback. So just go ahead. We hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have feedback. Yeah. So we do a live stream every Sunday morning and every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. And so it's been working great. But listen, it's nothing like being in the sanctuary.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. But you know, I have to be honest. It's working for our good, and I just believe that for the visionary, even though it's bad times, but for the visionary, this is going to turn out to be something great and awesome. For we know that God is working things out.
Yes. Well, Bishop Sharp, thank you so much. Missionary, did you have anything else you wanted to
I just want to say God bless all my children this morning. Stay in the spirit. The spirit is strong, but you got to stay in it. Spend some time with God this week, all the week. Spend some days with them. Ask God to bless all of our nurses, doctors, and all of the policemen, all of the people that care for us. And stop, if you believe in God, stop fearing him. If you're going to be in the spirit, be in the spirit. And God's going to take care of you. I'm a witness. He'll take care of you no matter.
You know, that is so, true. And we talked about a little bit earlier about this fear. Don't let fear consume you.
Right.
Go ahead, Bishop.
That's right. God has not given us the spirit of fear. This is fear versus faith. He's given us a wisdom, so we're not out doing anything that's silly and stupid. But we have faith in God. We have faith in God. We're doing social distancing. We just don't know how this is going to look. But again, missionary was right on point. This is the time that God has set us aside in order to speak to us, give us new, fresh revelation. He says to the preacher, sit down and spend some time with God. Spend some time with God.
Mm-hmm.
And, listen to this. I was talking to Bishop Edgar Van this week, missionary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, after you and I had talked. And he said a profound statement. He says, if we don't change some things, when we're talking about we're talking about the church, that
right.
those individuals who have left the church and now feel a need to come back to the church, that sooner or later they're going to leave again. I'm coming back to the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now I see the reason why I left the first time.
Wow.
Yeah, and so we have to just do better than what we're doing. Listen, here's the bottom line. If we were to love each other, everything else would fall in place. Everything else would fall in place. If we just love each other.
What inspiration. Thank you so much, Bishop Sharp. Those words are so true.
Bless you. Bless you, sir. Amen. I'm praying for you and your family and each and every one of you.
Yeah.
All right, Bishop. Thank you so much for calling us and joining us with us on this Sunday morning. We appreciate you, and we look forward to getting back over there. Once we get the green light, we look forward to coming back over to St. John the Great.
Oh, we'll be looking forward to seeing you. Amen. Look forward to seeing you. All righty. We're about to get ready to go live streaming in about 10 minutes. So God bless
you.
God bless you, baby.
God bless you. Take care.
All right, missionary. We are just got a few more minutes left. And
all right.
Just wanted to know any parting words of wisdom from you to help carry us through this next week and all the challenges and things and to help us to fight this fear.
All right. Faith and to believe what we do not see, and to reward to them that have faith. Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you and promise you that if you would believe, everything going to be all right? This is what goes. And I'm praying for all of those, a lot of the people that don't have food. Everybody's on top getting something, but there are so many of our people, especially in our black neighborhood, that's so low. We're praying today that the Lord will bless them and keep the faith and love on one another. And Michael, thank you and all my whole staff. I love you, and may the Lord God be with all of you. In these
we love great. You too, missionary.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it was great to hear missionary on this morning, and you know, and great to hear everybody on the program this morning. I do want to apologize, LaToya. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Maybe I've got to invest in a better microphone or something, but we did have some issues. We've been frantically trying to fix them this morning. I just wanted to let everybody know that. I don't know if we're coming through a little bit clearer now, but we did make some adjustments, and I think we figured something out. And can you hear me? Am I fading out right now?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Okay.
All right.
I have some suggestions for you on that, Michael, but we'll talk about that after.
Yes, co-host, please help me, because I know I've been getting messages from our listeners that my voice was fading in and out, and it was some noise. We tried to fix the noise too, but we are aware of it and we're working on it. It's different every Sunday, but you know, we're working on it. We'll try to get it together for next Sunday, especially for our big mental health show next Sunday. So we're looking forward to that. But guys, thank you, everybody. Henrietta,
yes,
Kimberly, LaToya. Appreciate, you know, everybody. We've got a full month coming up, you know, in May. So I just thought, you know, this Sunday, the team can kind of talk together, because we got a lot of work to do in May. We've got a lot of important programs, the mental health program. Henrietta, we're going to talk about frontline workers, COVID, and home care, right?
Yes, yes. Looking forward
and
to that platform.
Yes, and that's something near and dear to your heart.
Yes.
And I tried to put a little bit there for everybody. Kimberly, we've got the mental health issue coming up next Sunday, and I know that's something that you are closely working with and have written a book on it before and speak about it all the time.
Yes.
So we're looking forward to that. Yep.
Yes.
What's the name of your book?
It's called Conquering the Darkness.
Yeah.
And it's available on Amazon and KimBDavis.com.
Great. And then, LaToya, we've got Ozzy Wells. He's a local television producer, director, writer. He does documentaries, commercials. He's going to be on with us. And I know that's something near and dear to your heart, because your dad was in media also.
Yes, Senator, I'm super excited about interviewing this gentleman. That's going to be wonderful.
Yep, so we've got a great lineup in May. But I just want to thank, you know, my engineer, Cameron Van, here with me. He's been helping me to try to,
great work, Cameron.
We apologize for some of the distortion, but every time somebody sent in a message, we tried to do something about it, and we did do something, and I hope it worked a little better. We know there was a lot of noise too. We are aware of it, and we're working on it. Thank you, guys. God bless you.
Listen, is
Be
it okay
safe.
If I leave everybody with a scripture? Is that okay, missionary?
Sure. Yep. We got about 20 seconds.
Okay. So in this scripture is Acts 17:27, and it says, "In fact, God is not far off from each one of us." And what that is, that means God is accessible to each one of us in accepting him and his love.
Great. Good way to end the program. Thank you all for listening to Community Highlights with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Humphrey. My name's Michael Van Tool. God bless you.
Thank you. Have a good one, everybody.
Have a good one. Bye.